reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your words. Oh yes, He's passing by this moment. No need to sigh, to supply, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes. Reach out, reach out and touch the Lord. Every moment you need to supply, reach out and touch the Lord as it. Oh, one more time, reach out, reach out, touch the Lord. He's passing by this moment. You need to supply, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes. Sweep over, sweep over my soul.
Far away in the deep of my spirit tonight, roots of melody sweeter than sound.
Hallelujah.
As a crystal light strains, it dances. is in me, oh my soul, like an infinite, oh yeah, peace, oh yes, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit. Pillows of love. What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, very deep in the heart of my soul. That one strain of the power, and that you pray. You pray after this.
Thank the Lord for yet another wonderful time like this. Grace being sufficient for us, having taken us through the day and has brought us to this hour. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. Lord, from the morning to this hour, Lord Jesus, your sustaining power has taken us through in our homes, in our working places, our children to school and back, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Even Lord Jesus, this evening, God, the grace that we have received once again, journey mercies from our various homes, Lord, to bring us together, to come and sit at your feet, Lord Jesus. Father, how, Lord, we appreciate you, Lord, this evening. We remember that day when your disciples, Lord, the Bible says, and the doors were shut, and you stood in their midst, and you said, peace be unto you. Lord, tonight we thank you, the Lord Jesus. We stand in that same vein, God. With the doors closed, Lord, and the curtains falling behind us, Lord Jesus. We are lost in your presence now. So, Lord Jesus, we want to commit everything into your hands. From the songs and worship, Lord, we commit the song leader, the musicians, Lord, into your hands. All the instruments that, Lord, we are going to use, even our lips, our hands, our hearts, everything, the Lord. We pray the Lord, you sanctify them, Lord Jesus, that our praises and our worship, Lord, will come up to you, Lord. And Father, the atmosphere, God, will be created, Lord, where, Lord Jesus, the purpose, God, of our coming here, to hear from you, Lord, from the Holy Spirit. So, Lord Jesus, even we commit our precious brother, your servant, Lord, into your hands. As, Lord, we know, God, you have prepared him, God, for tonight, knowing, Lord Jesus, everyone here, our desires, Lord, all that, Father, we are seeking after, Lord. Father, we know tonight, Lord, you are going to meet us individually according to your riches in glory, because you promise it to God. So, Father, we say thank you. Many of our brethren are not here, some on the way coming. We commit all of them, O Lord, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, wherever they are, O God, Lord, reach them, O Lord, with your blessings, O God. Father, even this hour, we want to remember our precious brother David Scott, Lord. He sent a request that the church remember him in prayer as he has been vomiting. Lord Jesus, even this very hour, in the name of Jesus Christ, we know that day at the cross when you said it was finished, Lord, you paid the price. You went through the veil, God, broken through that veil of sickness. And that, Lord Jesus, you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. So, Father, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that our brother, in the name of Jesus, he is healed. Amen. And we claim that healing now in Jesus' name. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. All testimony will follow to the glory of your name. So, Lord, as we stand before you now, glorify your name in our songs, in our worship, and the word that will come. Glorify your name, we ask it in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amex. 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 And take an offering. Please take an offering. Yes, please. Sorry, I'm giving you that. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why. I don't know why he came. I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. But I'm glad, see. So glad he did. I don't know why.
Next verse.
mighty throne in glory. Oh yes, to bring to us redemption story. Hallelujah. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know.
Heavenly Father, once again, Lord,
hallelujah,
we want to commit this offering into your hands, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Knowing very well, the Lord, hallelujah, every worship without offering, Lord, is incomplete, Lord. And Father, from the willing heart, Lord, tonight, your children has offered this to God as we lift it up before you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, you bless it to God for the purpose for which it was given for. The Lord, your name will be glorified. Bless every hands the Lord has put in, O Lord Jesus, even as many that were into, Lord, Father, we know that they are sacrifice of a heart. It's here, O Lord, bless each and every one, Lord, as we lift it up before you. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Let's sing key C. These are the days of Elijah, the dry bones becoming as flesh. These are the days of Elijah. One more time. Declaring the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Oh, and though the days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the land, is it right? Prepare the word. Sun at the trumpet call of your voice, it's a year of jubilee, the night of Zion's in salvation. Oh, behold, he comes. Oh, yes, at the trumpet call of your voice, it's a year of jubilee, night of Zion's in salvation. First again, these are the days of Elijah.
Amen.
Declaring the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sorrow, crying, we pay the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like a sun.
salvation. Behold, behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like a sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Next verse. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white as the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill sound. Where behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like a... At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill sound. Comes. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no, there is no God like our God. There is no God. There is no God. There's no God like Jehovah. There is no God. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Shining like a sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Amen. He's coming soon. That's a very good song. When you get home tonight and you're relaxing, think about the words. It's quite scary. It's the end. These are the days of Elijah. We're singing that. The song was written for us. But we say, oh, these are the days of Elijah. Oh, you'll catch it one day. Amen. Let's sing, He's Coming Soon. In these, the closing day of time. Amen. In these, the closing days of time. Key A. Oh, what joy, the glorious, so powerful. So no wondrous truths are, oh, soon it's a blind. He shall reign, King of kings and Lord of. It's coming soon, he's coming soon, he's coming soon. Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
shall come to prepare our barrier. Hallelujah, he's coming, Lord, he's coming, so it's coming. Are you ready to meet him? Oh, with joy, will you welcome his return?
Sister Dube, who is not feeling well tonight. Sister Lydia as well. She has fallen in the bathroom and she has hurt her leg. Brother Vlad at work. And of course, we remember Brother Andrew and Brother Wilmore that traveled today and all the saints that went to Slovakia and the wedding. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you once again for your mercy and your faithfulness. You brought us back again to your house to fellowship with one another, O Lord, and to have this wonderful meeting of prayer, O Heavenly Father. This is the day we have consecrated for our prayer meeting, O Lord, and we believe, O Lord, that you know what lay upon our hearts. And you have made a provision already, O Lord, that at the end of this service we'll go back fulfilled, O Lord. We'll leave this place happy and rejoicing, praising the Lord. Take now control of the whole service, O Lord. We know that we are just human beings. We can't speak, we can't even say anything, O Lord, without you. That's why come and take control of our lips. Take control of all the audience, O Lord, so that all our thoughts, our mind, everything will be lifted up in the heavenly places where you can speak and control all our beings, O Lord. Dear Lord, we commit our brethren, all the saints. We have put up a prayer request tonight, O Lord. Our sister Dube, we know she's your daughter, O Lord. She would have been here if she was okay, O Lord, but the body can't allow her to come here, O Lord. That's why we commit her into your hand. Touch her with your mighty hand, O Lord, where she is, and heal her for your glory. Sister Lydia, restore her leg, O Lord, and lift her up, O Lord. be the answer to all her problems, Heavenly Father. Brother Vlad at work. Once again, Brother Scott, who couldn't come tonight because of sickness, oh Lord. Brother Andrew and Brother Wilmo and all the saints in Slovakia, be with them. Once again, bless Brother Vlad and Sister Vielka, Brother Valdas and Sister Vielka. Let your hand be upon them and bless their future. Bless now the reading of the word as we commit ourselves into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you. We open our Bibles, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, sorry, 1 to 4, and verse 14. And then Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Our first reading, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, 14 to 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. And keep me in prayer, because it's not always easy to stand here. Every time seems always like the first time. And especially when you think you are speaking, you are talking to the souls that He has purchased with His, you know, mighty blood. So you have really to take it seriously. May God be with you. God bless you. So our topic tonight, this is our prayer meeting. So we are going just to speak a little bit and then go into prayer. Is about you are the light of the world. Amen. We are going to look at that topic and give a little exhortation to each other. You are the light of the world, or in other words, the Word made flesh. Amen. We see in John that in the beginning was the Word. Because many times we are happy to say the Word has been made flesh. And we know, every one of us, we know today that the Word has been made flesh. We can even quote the scriptures. We can give the, you know, the references in the message, quote the message in such a sermon, such dates. Brother Branham said this, that. The Word has been made flesh. Amen. But we are going to look at the practical aspect of the Word made flesh. Because the spiritual aspect is fine. Every one of us here, we believe Malachi 4, all the promises that has been fulfilled today. That the spiritual side. But the Word made flesh is not a theory. Amen. The Word made flesh is a substance. And we are going to look at the substance of the Word made flesh, which is you and me. Amen. So we are going to look how you can manifest, how we can manifest that Word made flesh. It shouldn't remain in the booklets, in the tapes, in the Bible. The Word made flesh is not a doctrine. It's not a teaching. Yes, we will teach the Word made flesh, but the end result, the final result, should be seen through men and women, amen, walking the streets of Dublin. That's the practical aspect of the Word made flesh. So that's what we are going to look at today. Amen. Because the prophet says, Jesus told us, he's asking us to be the light of the world. Yeah. Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. And he said, let your light so shine before men. It's a requirement. You are the light, and that light must shine. You are not the light to be hid. You are the light to shine. Amen. What is the light then? The prophet says, the word made flesh is the light of the day. I think I've read it many times here in the Feast of the Trumpet. The prophet says, we are the children of the light. Are you the children of the light? Amen. And the light is the word which is made light for this age. How do we know light except it comes from the word? The word made flesh is the light of the age. Amen? So, when Jesus say, you are the light of the world, the prophet says, what is the light? The word made flesh is the light. Amen. So the requirement, the commandment of Jesus asking us to be the light of the world, in other words, he is asking us to be the word made flesh. Amen? Because the prophet says, the word made flesh is the light. So to be the light to the world, we must become the word made flesh. Amen. The word must live in us. Amen. Living in us, then it will shine the light of the world, and the world will see the light through us. Amen. Amen. So the word made flesh, as we say, is not a concept that we can go and study in the university and bring a diploma. You know, I'm a theologian, but whether you have a diploma or not, the word made flesh is a life. Amen. Because in the beginning, when we are speaking about the word that was in the beginning, it was not a sound. Because when we say word, sometimes we think God was there making noise. You know, sometimes we think the word, yes, when we say word, we are speaking, so it's noise. No, the prophet says, the word that was in the beginning, it was a body. Amen. It was a substance. In Questions and Answers in Genesis, he explains what was that word. It was a body, a shape, the pillar of fire, the first visible form of God. It was a substance that could be seen. That was the word. Amen. So if the word is to be made flesh today, it's not about, you know, some writings or some noise or some sound. It's about a lived life in men and women. Amen. That is the word made flesh. And in the beginning, that word, it was a substance that could be touched, that could be seen, and the result it could produce is the world we are seeing today. Amen. That word spoke the word. It spoke everything to creation, and we could see that the result that came out of the world, it gave life to all its surroundings. Everywhere it was, there was a change. The universe could feel that the word is being made flesh. Why? Because that substance could be seen, could be experienced by the result it produced. That's why it's expected from us today. We are to become the word made flesh. And how do you become the word made flesh? Because, my brother and sister, please remember that the word want to see the light. And not all of them have the time to read this Bible. Amen. Amen. Not all of them have. When I was my last working place, I had a friend there. She was from Spain. I was astonished that in this 21st century, she has never touched a Bible since she was born. She doesn't know what it is about. I offer her a Bible. She was so happy. She said, this is my first time to touch the Bible. She was asking me, how do you read it? Explain me. Is there any, you know, any sequence you have to go? She has never heard about God. All those people, they want to see the light because it will be whether for their salvation or for their judgment. They need to hear. But if they don't have the opportunity, they want to see the word made flesh in a certain way. Amen. That's why, remember, my brother and sister, there was, in the time of the writing of this Bible, there is nobody that had his name on this Bible on his lifetime. Amen. All the people that we read today in the Bible, their names were not in this Bible in their lifetime. Why? Because God wants you in your days to be a written epistle. Amen. In their days, Tabitha Dorcas was not in the Bible. But people could see the word living in Tabitha Dorcas. Amen. People could see the word living in Phoebe. Amen. People could see the word living in Mary the Magdala. Amen. Why? Because they were the word made flesh in their day. So that's why don't bring people theories. People won't listen to your theories. People want to see that word living in you. Amen. Amen. Jesus, yes, he was called Emmanuel. Yes, there was Emmanuel in the Bible. But in the days of his flesh on earth, he was not called Emmanuel. Was called Jesus. And one could argue, show me your name in the Bible. When John the Baptist sent people to ask him, who do you say about yourself so that we can tell John? He didn't tell them, I am Jesus. Because they couldn't find it in the Bible that time. Amen. But we know he is the word. Amen. But the name Jesus. But he referred them to a scripture. What does the scripture say? Sit there, see the lame, see the cripple, see the sick, see everything that is being fulfilled. Go and tell John that the scripture is being fulfilled today. The word is being made flesh today. It's a substance. Amen? Amen. So that's what we are looking at. You are meant to become this living epistle. We are meant to become. That's why we need to look at ways of manifesting this word. Because there's no need of us to be too theoretical every time. You know, you can quote all the quotes you want. That man on the streets, he doesn't know what the seven thunders mean. He doesn't know what Revelation 10 mean. But that man at your workplace, he will see the life you are manifesting and he'll say, what church do you go to? And that person will be interested in following your God because you have shown the light. Amen. You are the light of the world. You are the word made flesh. Let your light then shine so that the world can see. Amen. So how do you become then the word made flesh? It's very important for us to know, because we can just say, yes, the word has been made flesh. Yes, but my sister, my brother, how does that word have an impact in you so that we can see, the world can see that word being manifested in you? Amen. You have to make sure. The prophet says, but at the opening of the seven seals, Revelation 10, this is in the seed is not here with the shock. At the opening of the seven seals, Revelation 10, the full word is to be born into manifestation again and vindicated by the Spirit of God in the full strength as it was when he was here on earth. Are we living in the days of Revelation 10? Are we? So Revelation 10 has been fulfilled, not only to stay on the picture, but the prophet says Revelation 10 is the full word is to be born into manifestation again. We have to see today the fullness of the word being brought to manifestation again. Because Revelation 10 has been fulfilled. Amen. You are the light of the world. The world must see the light. In other words, the world must see the full manifestation of the word. He says, and vindicated by the Spirit of God in the full strength as it was when he was here on earth. Manifested in the same way, doing the same things that he did when he was here on earth. Amen. We want to see the same works he did when he was on earth. Because the world today can't see Jesus in his flesh. But Revelation 10 is Jesus in you, in me, doing the same things he did. The works I do, you will do it again. And you can do even greater works. Amen. We want to see him living through you and me. Amen. Amen. That's the word makes the relation. The prophet says, and we are made partakers of his holiness. This is in Christianity versus idolatry. We are made partakers of his holiness. We in his image. We are living images of a living God. Amen. Then dead to self. Amen. Amen. Very important. Amen. To manifest that word, Amen. To become that word made flesh, Amen. You have first to die to self. Amen. 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 To become his image, you must first be dead to self and raised with him, his word made flesh again in us. Amen. Amen. For this word to be made flesh in you, for you to raise with you, there's no resurrection without death. Amen. You have to die first to self and then raise with him, then you'll become his image. Amen. He says again, not the mythical, imaginary God sitting out there, but the living God. What is the living God? The word in you making itself real. Triumphed over every denomination, over all paganism, a living God made manifest in a living temple, and the word of God is made flesh in you. Amen. Death to self. The world want to see God, the creation, want to see the manifested children of God. Even creation, even the dogs sitting there at the corner, even the trees, they want to see that word made flesh. But we are supposed to be that word. We are still sleeping on our beds. We are not taking fully our responsibility. We are not taking fully our position. Death to self is your first step. If you are dead to self, then, God bless you, Sister Rachel. If you are dead to self, that's the way, that's the door to manifesting that new life in you. Dead to self. Amen. Who are willing today to die to themselves? Because if you don't start there, there's no way for you to have two lives in you. Amen. One must take over. One must die. One must grow. Amen. So you must be willing to die to self first. In the beginning, when God spoke the word, amen, God spoke to the earth. One of the requirements, we are talking about the conditions for that word to be born in you and manifest itself in you. God spoke the word. The words fell on the earth.
Amen.
The earth received that word with faith. There was no unbelief in the earth. Though there were seeds, though there was the life of the seeds down in the surface, beneath the surface, but the earth must have been willing to receive the word. The earth must have been a fertile ground. Amen. So that when the word fell upon it, it could manifest itself. The earth must have been prepared to accept, to receive the word. It was a prepared and fertile ground. That's one of the requirements for that word to become flesh in me and you. When we receive the word, when the word comes, make sure that your womb, because we are the earth, we are the womb that received the word, amen. We are that womb receiving the word. It must be a fertile ground. It must have been tilled completely. Get rid completely of all unbelief. Amen. Amen. Because we believe that this word has got power of life in it. We believe that there is transforming power in this word. But with all its transforming power, if your womb is not prepared to receive it, it will just fall like the seed that fell on different grounds. The seed was good. The seed was the proper seed because it was sown by the Son of Man himself. But the ground was not prepared properly to receive that seed. Amen. How can a woman who wants to receive a child from a man, that woman, she must make sure first that her ground is fertile. Amen. The woman must make sure. How can a woman, she want to receive a child from a man, but secretly she's taking some pills. Amen. She's taking some pills. She says, no, I love this man. He's my husband. I want to get a child from this man. But when the man turns his back, she takes some pills. Every single day, the ground is not prepared. There's a lot of poison in the ground. There's a lot of unbelief that will just kill the seed. Just make sure that when you come to the word, to make your womb completely surrendered to him, not to take secretly some pills. What is the pills? They preach the word here. The word come out with its power and everything, all the power of transformation that is in it. You go out, you find your buddy, I don't know, a good friend, a good brother, sister. You start criticizing the same word that has been preached to you. You start putting unbelief on top of what has been presented to you as the transforming word of God. That is just like that woman that wants, she professes to want a child from a man, but she's going and taking some pills. Whatever that man does to the woman, nothing will happen. Just make sure to keep your spiritual womb pure. Amen. Just make sure that nothing, because the son of darkness, after the Son of Man has planted the good seed, he will come. Maybe in your thoughts, maybe through a brother, maybe through your closest friend, just to try to destroy that seed that has been placed in you. Amen. So just make sure that the seed falls into a good ground. Otherwise, you'll just make fool of yourself. Amen. The prophet says, sometimes, this is in, okay, I'll give you the reference later. Sometimes that grain lays in the earth dormant all through the winter, like seed. But when that sun gets just right on it, it's got to live. And it can't live without the sun. Amen. 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 It can't live without the sun. We have seen one aspect, death to self, to manifest the word. Second aspect is you have to make sure that your womb is a prepared ground. Your womb is a fertile ground that will accept and make that word to manifest itself. Another step for that word to have an effect on you. Amen. You may have prepared your ground very well, tilled completely. You have, you know, taken out everything that can choke, that can hinder the word to develop. But another aspect, are you sure that that man you want the child from has got a living seed? Amen. Because the seed you are receiving must have life in it for it to give you life. Amen. If there's no life in the seed, there's no way you could receive life. You may be a good ground. You may be well prepared. You may be full of faith. But the restaurant you are going to eat to, the man that is giving you that seed, has he got life himself in him? Amen. It's very important because that's why coming to church, it's a responsibility. The well-being, the welfare of this church is not the pastor's only responsibility. It's not Brother Maxwell's only responsibility. It's all of us. We have to be very careful, to pay very attention. You have to be very demanding. Amen. No one should come here and start telling you his stories, his life story. You are coming here to be fertilized. Amen. And make sure that what is being preached on this pulpit is the pure word of God. Amen. Don't be complacent when it comes to your eternal life. Amen. Amen. Don't be fanatics. No, you know, I love Brother Eli, so he comes and starts talking, telling me from beginning to the end about Vladimir Putin, and we go home. Or I start telling stories about my life or whatever, or things that are not the word. We are just killing your process of becoming the word made flesh. Because you have to make sure, amen, you have to make sure, no matter how eloquent I can be, no matter how trained the preacher can be, but make sure that what the preacher is telling you comes from the word. Amen. It must be the seed, the predestinated word of God, because only the spoken word of this day can give you life. Amen. When you see Brother Eli or Brother Wilmore or whoever started saying things on this pulpit that is not from the word, don't be complacent. You are, you know, Brother Branham spoke about the sovereignty, is it, of the local church. You are sovereign. We are not those churches where the pastor sits upon the church. The pastor is the most powerful, the plenipotent. No. The word reign over us. Amen. Amen. In this church, the highest authority is the word. Amen. And the prophet says, after the Holy Spirit, then comes the pastor. Amen. Amen. So if the pastor is surrendered to the Holy Spirit, amen, and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, amen, he is the top of the church. Amen. He is the head of the church, and we have to obey him. Amen. But when the preacher the pastor, whoever he is, start saying things against the leadership, against the will of the Holy Spirit, you have the right, because power in the church is with you.
Amen.
You are the one who appoints the pastor. You are the one who appoints the deacons. You are the one who can dismiss them. Amen. Amen. So don't let anyone play with your soul.
Amen.
There's nothing more valuable in this world than your soul. So when we come here and start playing jokes here, tell the pastor we don't want to see Brother Eli there anymore.
Amen.
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 And if I don't submit myself to your will, led by the Holy Spirit, there's something wrong with me. Because my first aim, my first concern must be the souls, the salvation of your souls.
Amen.
And if that is my concern, I wouldn't mind if you come and tell me, brother, things you are starting to teach us now, they are from the Jehovah Witnesses. They are not the message of the hour. And when you prove it to me, brother, see, this is it. Oh, my brother, I think I must be humble enough whether to repent, or if I don't want to repent, I believe that Jehovah Witnesses teaching is what I believe is right, leave the pulpit and go to preach it to those people that want the teachings of the Jehovah Witnesses. Amen. So you must be very, on that point, you must be very demanding.
Mm.
Ask for the pure word.
Amen.
Ask for the pure word. Come to church and go back to home fulfilled.
Amen.
Happy
Amen.
That we have been fed by the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you don't get that seed of life, no matter how sincere you are, no matter how prepared you are, that word will never manifest in you. You know what? You bring your tithes and offering in church, amen, which is a good thing, which is a requirement. But Abraham, before he paid his tithes to Melchizedek, you know what Melchizedek did to Abraham? He gave him bread and wine.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read it. Genesis 14. If brother can give it, Genesis 14. I think it must be, I didn't prepare it. Melchizedek. Verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, he blessed Abraham, and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies unto thy hand. And he gave him tithes of whole. Amen. Before Abraham gave a tithe to Melchizedek, Abraham made sure that Melchizedek gave him bread and wine.
Amen.
Amen. Not only bread and wine, but Melchizedek blessed him. Amen. You are not paying your tithes to be played with, my brother and sister. You are paying your tithe. It's a requirement from the word. That's good. But you have to be fed with bread and wine first. Abraham was given bread and wine. Abraham was blessed by Melchizedek. Then after receiving the blessing, he gave his tithes to Melchizedek. So if you are coming to church, don't be complacent. Amen. It's your right to be fed spiritually to your hunger. Amen. It's your right to be fulfilled spiritually. Request that the preacher should give you the old time religion.
Amen.
Require that from them, from us, that we must be able to provide bread and wine
Amen.
For your soul. Because without bread and wine, there's nothing we are doing rather than taking your tithes but not providing to your needs. Amen. We are not, don't get me wrong.
No.
We are not selling, you know, blessings here.
No.
We are not preaching the prosperity gospel. No. But tithings and offering is part of the word.
Amen.
And there is a way to do it. Our father Abraham, who gave his first tithe, we are seeing the way he did it. After being blessed, then he gave his tithe. Amen. So just be very, very careful on that. We want to see the word manifested in you. You want, every one of us want to see the word manifested in him. But don't let anyone hinder you on your process.
Amen.
But not giving you the seed. But not giving you the provisions that you need for that word to be catered for. Amen. That's very important. So no matter how eloquent, you know, I may become very eloquent and I come and give a very good speech here. My brother, don't rely on sensations. Amen. Sensations are very good. But we have seen churches where preachers, very good speakers, they've come there and the church all kind of hypnotized, is it? Because of his abilities to speak, they don't control anymore what the preacher is preaching. And you'll see the whole church shouting, dancing, shouting sensations. There's not always life in sensations.
Amen.
Amen. There is not always life in sensation. The prophet preached the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensations.
Amen.
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 I'm not against sensations. Amen. You may have genuine sensations. The Holy Ghost can come with sensations.
Amen.
But don't rely on sensations only.
Amen.
Amen. No matter how big, how strong sensation, forgive me, we are in a mixed audience. Amen. A man can give to a woman, but if there's no life in the seed, sensation doesn't mean anything. Amen.
Amen.
So you have to make sure that there is life. You are being given life to what is being preached. Amen.
Amen.
So don't rely on sensations. You may have sensations, which is good, but the prophet says, and this is the sign of the hand, the mystery of the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensations. But the person of Christ performing in you the same works that he did. What we want to see, whether sensations or not, but we want to see the word made flesh in you. You have shouted, you have jumped, you have cried, everything. That's good. But what comes after? Because someone else will say, oh, you know, baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensations. I have the Holy Ghost. You don't need sensations. Very good. God bless you. That's not enough. We want to see the word made flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Because how can a woman conceive? Yes, she may not know she has conceived. Just for a few days.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. When a woman gets pregnant, yes, she may not know she's pregnant. If you ask her, are you pregnant? She'll say, I don't know. But that I don't know won't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of days, weeks, or months. If something is inside, it will manifest. You have the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. Amen.
Amen.
But let's see what kind of light it produces in you.
Amen.
We want to see that word made flesh being manifested. Amen.
Amen.
At the beginning, people will say, maybe she's pregnant. There'll be some gossip going around. Oh, maybe we see a change in her. It may be just something, no, it's maybe, but that maybe won't last forever.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have received a seed of life in you, if your ground was prepared, and if the seed you have received have got life in it, we will see it manifested. Don't flatter yourself. Since you believe the message, I don't know, in Afghanistan or in Venezuela, years ago, I have the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. But your life is still the same. We want to see the word made flesh. And the word made flesh is not a theory.
Amen.
It's something that we need to see. We need to see God. The world wants to see the fruits of what you have received.
Amen.
Amen. So, don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. It will come to manifestation.
Amen.
And when the girl received that seed, people will start noticing change in her. Oh, she used to like pork meat. But since sometimes, if she eats only a bit of pork meat, she goes and vomits it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The taste of the person changes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The music she used to like before, now since something happened in her, when we put that music, she said, no, it's too loud. Please,
mm-hmm.
I want rest. Her life pattern has changed. Why? She has received a life in her. And we will see it being manifested. Little by little, we'll see. Some of the women, they won't even drink water. She'll go for months. Me, only Coca. Coca-Cola. I remember when Olivier was coming. It was the first one, so sometimes you have to go out, you know, very late in the night. Very late in the night and go and find something because they want it now.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever provision you put in there. Oh, yesterday you said you wanted this. Yes, that was yesterday. Today I don't want it anymore. Throw it away. I don't even want to see it. Amen. Sometimes she doesn't even want to see. When she sees, she vomits. Not even eating. Just seeing. My brother, put it in the spiritual. That's the word being made flesh in you. Something is happening in you. And when that something is happening, we'll start seeing, we'll start noticing something going on.
Amen.
You've got the Holy Spirit. You won't hide it for long.
Amen.
Yeah, you can be uncertain for a certain time. Are you pregnant? I don't know yet. You go and buy that thing that looks like a thermometer. Amen. Buy it. Oh, they say maybe the first time it was yes. Second time it says no, so I don't know. The doctor say I don't know. But give it some time. We will know. If it was just an imagination, it will come to manifest because it won't last more than 9 months.
Amen.
Amen. If it was an imagination, after 9 months, we'll say, so where is your Holy Ghost? Where is it gone? But you might also receive the true Holy Ghost, the true seed in you, but are you putting it in the right environment? Are you creating the right atmosphere around that word? Because the new birth is a process that starts with a seed. Amen. A seed in you. But that seed need to be nurtured. That seed need to be looked after. Are you putting it in the right environment? What kind of mother expecting a child would start doing, I don't know, Olympics. You know those, she's pregnant. I don't know how they call it. They clamp their legs there, like this, like that. Mom, a mother to be, you're expecting a child doing those. The next day, you'll be brought into the hospital and it will be a miscarriage. Are you putting that seed in the right environment?
Amen.
Are you keeping a good diet?
Mm.
Because for that child to grow in you, he needs to be put into under a good diet, an appropriate diet, for you to manifest that child. You'll see, the doctor will say, will tell you, are you a smoker? Please stop smoking. Do you drink? Please stop drinking. Do you eat raw meat? Don't eat raw meat anymore. There's things that you have to put in place to create the right environment. Last Friday, I think, we were talking about the atmosphere. It's the atmosphere that produces the results. The grain of wheat has got life in it. But if you put it into an acidic solution, it won't produce life because the environment you put it in. If you go and put it in the Sahara Desert, will it produce? No, because the environment, it needs some humidity, it needs some moisture, it needs a good temperature, it needs some water, and then it will grow. You've got the Holy Spirit. You've got the seed in you. But are you keeping it under the right environment? You may have been well fecunded. You may have been well fertilized. But it's just taking time. You are not giving it. So I'm not dismissing your experience. Your Holy Ghost may be genuine. You may have received the true, genuine Holy Ghost. But you are not putting it under the right atmosphere for it to flourish and manifest that word made flesh. That's what we want to see. That's what the world want to see. When they wake up in the morning, your neighbor, they say, that man, I don't go to his church, but if there is a church, I would go one day, it will be their church. Why? Because what you are showing, what life you are portraying, is attracting. Let your light shine. Amen. That's the request. That's the command from Jesus. You are the light of the world. They want to read through you. They want to see you manifesting that light. You are the salt of the earth. You need to create that need in people to be, to test you. Amen. So, don't fool yourself. Sometimes you are not putting that seed under the right atmosphere. And the prophet says, it's the attitude in the supernatural. It's the attitude of the people that brings the result. That's the reason at Pentecost they had to go to an upper room and pray until the Holy Ghost came. It's the atmosphere what brings the result. You believe that? Let every man and every woman in this building this evening, boy or girl, get everything from their minds. But the Lord Jesus, and believe that he's standing present right now, and you'll see something happen that will cause headlines in newspapers in the morning. The atmosphere. The atmosphere starts in your mind. The atmosphere starts to what you listen to. The atmosphere starts with what you spend your time doing in the day. We are talking about tithes. Very good. But sometimes we just take it, sometimes we take it wrong. We think tithes is only money. But God gives you 24 hours a day.
Amen.
How many hours do you give to God? Amen. I don't say you need to give him 2.4 hours. But it's giving God something. Because it's giving back to God something he has given you. You don't need to be locked for 2 hours a day or something. But we were talking last time about being God aware. In whatever you are doing, being God conscious. In your cooking, in your driving, being God conscious, keeping God before you.
Amen.
You may keep him 24 hours a day. You don't need to kneel down for 24 hours, but you may be in his presence 24 hours a day. Amen. Amen. Being God aware in whatever you are doing. Giving your tithes because it is right to receive it from you.
Amen.
Amen. So, the atmosphere you are putting your soul under is a very important thing. It's still long, but we need to pray. So there's a few more things that we'll talk about in another day. But these few thoughts, I think it's very important for us to realize what God expects from us today. Coming to church is good. Listening to the message is good. Knowing all the revelations is very good. And I commend you for that. But don't keep it there. It must become a substance. When I want to see the seven thunders, I want to go and see Brother George. I see, oh, this is the life of seven thunders. When I look at Sister Angel, I say, oh, this is what the prophet says about the girls in this age. I don't need to start reading, you know, quotes after quote to people. No. At university, all the girls will say, this girl, she's different. They don't read the message. They won't have a time, a chance to see it one day. But you are the written epistle.
Amen.
Let your light shine. Let us read it again. Matthew 5. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You are the light of the world. And the prophet says, the word made flesh is the light. So you are the word made flesh of the world. The world want to read the word, they will come and read you. The world want to see what it is like to be, what is the Bible. They will come and watch you. Oh, I've never read the Bible. But when I see that brother, he won't even call you brother.
Amen.
That guy. When I see that guy, I can see the God of the Bible through him.
Amen.
And one day, if the word has to be written again, they will then take your name. They'll say, no, there was a lady living in Dublin. Her name was Sister Liana. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
In such and such year, there was a brother living in such and such place. Your name will be then put there. Because in your lifetime, you have been the word made flesh.
Amen.
Remember, we spoke about the stages of the word. The word is first a thought in God's mind. And then it's spoken. It becomes a spoken word. And then it's a written word. And then the word is made flesh. Amen. But saints of the old time, they've lived a life so identical to the word. They've manifested the word so much that them and the word have become one. And they've taken their name, they've put in the word.
Amen.
Amen. They've been like the word so made flesh in their lives that there was no difference between them and the word. That's why their names are here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you can live a life today that will portray the word in a certain way, in a very powerful way, that one day, if there's another Bible that will be written, they'll take your name. Because there will be no difference between you and the word. And they'll put your name in the word.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we need to pray for that.
Amen.
Our prayer meeting today, we are going to pray about our lives.
Amen.
What testimony are you giving?
Mm.
Are you baptized of the Holy Spirit?
Mm.
You may well be baptized of the Holy Spirit, but where are the fruits?
Mm.
Are you giving time enough for the word to do its work in you? Are you willing to die to self and let the word take over? Are you willing to let the word do its work in you? Just think about it as we are calling the musicians.
Think about it, my brother. Think about it, my sister. These are very, very important principles. If God is in you, he must be seen. People must see God in you. We must see God manifesting. Even your own testimony. You can say, oh, I was something a few years back. But when I look back and now, I'm not yet what I ought to be, but something has happened. I don't eat that food anymore. I don't have taste for that drink anymore because I'm pregnant of the word. And that pregnancy is changing my taste, is changing my desire. That's what we have to do. That just examine yourself. Go back into yourself now. Let's stand. Go back into yourself. Ask God. Be just sincere with yourself. If you are doubting, you don't know whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, it's time now to ask God. And if you are sincere enough, because we know that we are giving you in this church the full revealed word in this age, we are giving the full fertilized seed in this age. So it's up to you to make provision to your ground so that you receive the word in its fullness. And if you are sincere, you believe God, God is obliged to give you the Holy Spirit. If you are still in the doubting process, you don't know whether you have it or not, just say to yourself, it has taken too long. That period of uncertainty has just been too long. A pregnant woman, it doesn't take long for her to realize that she's pregnant. If you have been impregnated, it's time for you now to make sure. Don't be in the gray area anymore. It's time for you to say, yes, I have it. Or no, I don't have it. And if you don't have it, seek it.
Amen.
If you have it, ask God. Examine yourself. Why are you not manifesting the fruit of the Spirit? Why are you not manifesting the Word made flesh? Why are you not becoming that Word made flesh? Just ask yourself. See what areas of your life you have to correct. What areas of your life you have to give more priorities to. Then that Word will start producing its results in you. It's not a tale. This word has got power in it to transform you. This word has got enough resources in it so that your neighbors, your classmates, your workmates will start testifying about who you are. But you are just not taking the right approach. Amen. Can you give us a song, brother?
My faith looks up to thee. Oh, side.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Shalom. God said over the dark, gloomy, dismal, moist world that stood here without light, he said, let there be light. And it wasn't light until that word was manifest. Then it was light. You are not the light until the word is manifest in you. Then you are the light. Jesus is asking us to be the light of the world. Let your light shine before men. But you are not that light as long as the word is not manifest in you. So to become the light, my brother, ask that the word becomes flesh in you. Ask that the word be manifest in you. We are now going to pray. You have heard the word. You know what the word has said. Just surrender yourself to God. Let's just all pray, asking God to bless us, asking God to keep us under his will so that we can manifest his perfect will in this day. Let's all pray. We are going to pray now for the ministry in this church. You know, we have spoke about the seed. We have to watch over the seed that is being sown. And it's through the ministry that the seed is being given to the people of God. We are going just to commit all the ministers in this church into God's hand. Pray for the pastor. Pray for all the brethren that God will keep us humble. That we shouldn't let ourselves put our thoughts in the pure word of God that has been provided today. Because only that word can change, can transform you. So if any thought that comes from the devil, any thought that comes from self, ask God, commit us, the pastor, Brother Maxwell, Brother Wilmore, Brother Junior, and if God will raise some other ministries in our midst, because the work is big, Ireland is big, and there's still more workers' needs for the job. Just let's all us pray to ask God to help us so that when we stand in His presence to seek His face, He give us inspirations so that we can bring the good food for the good time for His people. Let's all pray. George gives us that chorus, "Shine on me, shine on me." We'll ask Brother James Machaya to come and commit the remaining of the request into God's hands. Pray for the brethren in Slovakia, the wedding, they are going out and coming back. Praying for the outreach tomorrow in Carlo, that God will be with the brethren. Praying for the building fund, for the building project. Praying for the youth, for the children, for the families, for the couples. Let's just sing that chorus.
Your will in our lives. Father, we pray, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your grace. grace and for your mercy. We ask you, Lord, that you wash us and cleanse us, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the atonement that you gave,
amen,
you have washed and cleansed, so that we can be vessels of honor, Lord.
Bless you. Amen. Let's sing as we dismiss. God bless you for coming, and God bring you safely home. Amen.